Now, do you do the, you then live in that?
Yes, sir, that's our base.
All right.
It's a base. We travel everywhere from there. I have.
But the cop, but Curtis is still in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir. It's all back in Indiana.
Well, that's good.
Everything is edited there, published there. We have offices in principal cities, but that's our base in Indiana. And even more interestingly, perhaps my basic business is the steel business.
Oh.
And we have three steel plants in Jennings County. And everyone remembers your visit. It's discussed and rehearsed every week or so. And you're thought of so highly in Jennings County. That trip you made down there, the county's never been the same. Well, these are 14 plants, and it is, but we're the industrial base there, and we make automobile parts.
And we're building a hospital.
And we're building a hospital. There's no hospital there, so we are building a hospital. And
in what, Richmond?
No, in North Vernon.
North Vernon.
Yes,
right.
North Vernon.
Right.
It's just south of Columbus, as you may recall.
Right.
Pilot plan to put this plan into effect because I think that physicians need to explain to industry better handicap of sickle cell, epileptics, all of them. Many.
And the handicapped are so hard. They're handicapped emotionally, educationally, socially, culturally, physically, mentally. All these are handicaps preventing them from being competitive with the minimum wage.
One thing, of course, is very important in this system is to find out what the numbers are. You know, I probably don't have an adequate survey in the Labor Department. I'll be able to do that. We're going to have a number, shouldn't we?
Yes.
There must be.
charge more for the subscription than for the newsstand because of the cost. And we simply sell the magazine to the reader, and we try to print wonderful stories in the sense of interest, good fiction, good articles, good authors, write it and sell it to the reader, and then if we get advertising, fine. If we don't, we're not out of business.
In other words, your subscriptions will pay for it.
That's what's paying for it now, the subscriptions.
Is that right?
Yes.
And the readers love it. They write how their mother's crying.
Why, sure. Of course,
what's the subscription rewrite?
But they ought to. They ought to. The advertisers ought to support this. I mean, these businesses in this company, in this country, instead of supporting the smut and stuff that they get in some of this other thing, why don't they support a decent magazine?
Madison Avenue advertising agencies are pretty liberal, by and large.
Liberal. Left wing.
And they support their liberal friends. And we.
That's a very good point. That's
and,
very good.
And the businessmen of the country, Kenneth Wilson, I don't know if you know him, Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
He has J. Walter Thompson and the Eli Lilly Company. I
know that's up there.
And I talked to Gene Beasley last week, and he's going to insist that Dear Dubois, their advertising agency, support the Post. He's going to insist on against their recommendation.
Yeah.
They want to be in liberal publications with people who may cause them trouble on the Hill. They want Lilly to advertise in liberal magazines.
Why?
Because they say that sooner or later, these liberals are going to cook up some ideas about what to do bad to the pharmaceutical companies and generic medicine and what have you, and then they're going to cause trouble. This is what the advertising agency tells the Eli Lilly company. And Eli Lilly... No, that's Dear Dubois. I don't know. But they insist that they want to be an activist liberal publication for Lilly to keep Lilly out of trouble.
Oh, that's...
Isn't that the darn thing?
Pure
They won't advertise it in magazines like ours because those people are for them anyhow. So
I want you to have them tell the story to Haldeman when you do that. He used to be with J. Walter Thompson.
Yes,
spend 10 minutes telling him about this magazine deal. Will you do that?
I'd love to.
You tell him. It's a very good thought. The thing I was thinking of, Ted Wilson of Holiday Inn, you know, he's a great Billy Graham fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sort of that. Yeah. They ought to be in it all the time.
But he has J. Walter Thompson for his agency, and they recommend against us. Post every time down the line. They have yet. Kodak won't even come with us because J. Walter doesn't think, I mean, either they're liberal or I don't know what, but
they shouldn't
think.
Be liberal.
Well,
you
I don't know.
That.
I do not know why, but
the
big agencies.
The big agencies do.
Most agencies in New York.
Most agencies.
Are not.
See, the media buyers are young people. They're, I don't like to say long hair, except as a generic class.
I know what you mean.
But those are the people who make the real decisions. And they're all liberal. And so the conservative press and the businessman, by the way, in today's editorial in the Star, Mr. Powell was attacked by Anderson for this memorandum that he wrote 2 months before his appointment, urging business to go to the courts as a amicus curiae in causes brought by
I can see that. I can see that.